always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to another episode of the Yada the King Radio Show, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. I want to start the show off with some mad shout-outs to my homies DJ COV in the A with 60 Minutes of Swag, SLS Radio in Tacoma, my man's DJ EJD, and a homie, my Ken, Wes Harp, you know what I'm saying? I call him Ken because we look alike, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what's up. I definitely wanted to give him some mad love, show him, you know, what we got going on, man. I want y'all to go check him out. Look him up, man. They all had some great interviews, man. Both of them had some nice interviews that you need to check out. If you ain't checking them out, you sleeping. That's what I'm going to say. But today, we about to get it in with the homie CBG, Chosen by God. He's all the way from the Tack Town as well, man. And I get to hear his testimony. Now, I've been rocking with him for years, man. Been able to hear his testimony, his story, the different things. But I don't think I ever heard his full testimony. So to me, this is history, you know what I'm saying? And for you, we want to introduce what he does with you. And also, we're going to talk on the topic of the day about marriage. Somebody say marriage. That's right. We talking marriage today, man. We talking about our spiritual marriage with our father and our marriage with our spouses and how those two things coincide and why marriage is so important. Let's get into this first track right here. Apple Jacks, baby, I'm blueberry slanging. Let's get it in.
Uh-huh. Instead of slanging sin, sling the fruit.
Here we go.
Yeah. Blueberry slanging. Every. I was ice cold, couldn't taste the paradise. Riding on the dark wheels of fortune with no Vanna White. Kept my style fitted, flashy with the snapbacks. I'm rolling craps, Eric Dyson with the khaki slacks. And I'm loving the way that God changed my motivation. And I lean on the Christ, cause he's my concentration. I ain't messing with sin, cause that is overrated. And I'm trusting in him, I'm never, never jaded. I know we have to live it out in the outdoors. Action speak even louder than all the word wars. Understand, we have the light, live it on one accord. I'm blueberry slanging, so it's time to go. When I look deep inside, I knew I needed change. Instead of trying to find it, I went where the change came. And Jesus said, you abide in him, you bear the fruit. I'm blueberry slinging, now I'm trying to show the fruit. Taste the new flow, it's that blueberry. Slinging in the zone, it's that new berry. Living real clean, it's so ordinary. That's how we do it, every day we.
Blueberry slinging.
Fresh flow, only way. Vine the branch, Book of John on my mind. A renewed stance. I used to give out the sodas and artificial fruit. Now I'm slinging bread and life and that living juice. In the grocery store, I had a bag full of fat and sugars. Kryptonite was packaged by the Lex Luthor. Villains fight me on the regular, I see the traps. And the VC in me got me to battle back. With the strength of God, I keep on holding on. Jesus said, endure to the end, so keep moving on. I ain't trying to be the one that loves the TV. Virtue on virtue, gotta keep my growth low key. I know we have the living out in the outdoors. Action speak even louder than all the word wars. Understand, we have the light living on one accord. I'm blueberry slanging, so it's time to go. Taste a new flow, it's that blueberry. Slanging in the zone, it's that new berry. Living real clean, it's so ordinary. That's how we do it, every day we
blueberry. blueberry slain.
We
blueberry slain.
We
blueberry slain.
We
blueberry slain.
Yeah. Instead of slinging hate, instead of slinging sin, bear fruit all day. Hey, blueberry slinging.
First off, let me say this, I apologize. We sleep in a flock, not representing, not being a lie. Putting others down like I'm perfect, self-righteous type. Not knowing nothing, thinking I was always right. God chastised me like son, get it right. I felt like Jacob wrestling angels for a blessing ride. So with that being said, the Lord had to humble me. Now new beginners lie ahead, bumblebee. So now that I'm new, he wiped the slate clean. No longer a slave, no more to the old me. Can't hold over my head of who I used to be. Daily in his presence, learning, growing how to be a king. Nothing you say can affect me anymore.
Farewell to the only goodbye, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye,
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye.
Nothing you say can affect me anymore.
Farewell to the only goodbye, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye,
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye,
I'm gone. So they can't wrap their minds around the new me. Embracing his love letter that he wrote just for me. Applying to my life daily what he's giving me. Watching his seeds, his planet growing within me. It's amazing how you will use someone like me. I don't deserve it, still I do the right thing, Spike Lee. There are so many others feeling just like me. It's in the fight of their life, constantly doubting. Touch that back and best in the road and give around me. I'm surrounded by love, a brand new team. That's gonna stick to the end and never leave me. Be willing to give me air, knowing that I needed to breathe. Willing to go to new heights and ready to achieve. I keep you in the past long as you keep condemning me. That's why you didn't even make it to my future. I rebuke you in the fire reduction shooter. Nothing you say can affect me anymore.
Farewell to the only goodbye, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye,
I'm gone.
Farewell to the only goodbye.
Nothing you say can affect me anymore.
Farewell to the only goodbye.
And you know you've been changed. Look yourself in the mirror and say to the yummy, I'm gone. Farewell to the yummy, I'm gone. Farewell, goodbye. If you know you ain't the same, and you know you've been changed. Look yourself in the mirror and say to the yummy, I'm gone. Farewell to the yummy, I'm gone. Farewell, goodbye. Nothing you say can affect me anymore.
Farewell to the yummy, goodbye. I'm gone.
Farewell to the yummy.
Giving my joy. Giving my. Yeah.
Washington State, the biggest event of the year is coming. This New Year's Eve, About Face Music Group presents the New Year's Eve Unity Music Fest, featuring over 17 artists from all across the country, including OKC, Seattle, Chicago, St. Louis, Tacoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and much more. This is an event for the entire family with hip-hop, contemporary, rock, urban, soul, gospel, pop, and dance teams. And it's free! There will be food, vendors, and much more. Address 6120 Mullen Road, Southeast, Olympia, Washington, 98503. December 31st, doors open at 5 p.m. Event starts at 5:50. Get there early because you do not want to miss this event. This event is sponsored by About Face Music Group, The Roots Community Church, 31 Purses, Detour, Phoenix Inn, as well as Starbucks. We expect to see you there. What's up? This is Servant. I got my brand new single, God of the Living, available at iTunes, Amazon.com, Google Play. All the major digital outlets will have it. Make sure you have it. Check out my first official music video at GenuineLife.com. Right there, that was Farewell by Boy Wonder featuring Kerlene Joseph. And she's blowing on that joint, man. Shout out to the homie Boy Wonder. He hit me up. He's like, man, hey, I want to send you the music. And if anybody else is like, hey, I want to send you some music, all you got to do is hit me on the email at music@yadadaking.com. YADAHDAKING.com. And you can do that. I got Pastor CBG with me. CBG, tell them your testimony, but before you get going in the testimony, tell them what CBG stands for.
CBG stands for Chosen by God.
All right, man. Now go ahead and share that testimony of how you became chosen by God and how you came to the Lord as your Savior.
Man, it's kind of funny. I tell people I was raised in the church, but the church was not raised in me, you know what I'm saying? And that's something I tell a lot of the young folks today and even share with the adults for them to remember concerning the young adults and their kids, you know what I'm saying? That just because you're in church, just because you're going to church, don't mean that they're saved. And just because they're going to church don't mean that they're saved. I mean, I was in church most of my childhood and all of my teens, but was not saved, didn't have a personal relationship. And I guess the road that I went down and the choices I made after I left the church, to being on the streets and selling drugs and gang banging and committing various different types of crimes and stuff like that. And then all those relationships with the girls and all that stuff that I went through basically helped get me to a point, you know, to where I could actually found out and realized that I could have a relationship with Jesus. I mean, after a trip to the penitentiary in 1999, got out thinking I was going to do all right, that I was going to leave certain stuff alone. I wasn't going to do that again because at that time I had given up on life right before I went to the joint. I'd given up on life and I started just living to get high. I was just living minute by minute, and it was only chasing a high. And that led me to the penitentiary. Got out swearing I wasn't going to do it again. Lasted about an hour. And within my first month or two out, I almost went back to the joint and got off with some county time. And I remember a brother that I used to hang on the streets with before I went to the joint came out and he witnessed to me, man. And I believed that God was real. You know, I just didn't know anything about, you know, what God would have to do with me, you know, in relationship with God. I mean, what God got to do with me, really, you know? Look at me. But this brother came out and ministered to me not once, but he came back a second time the next month and spoke to me again. And that day I decided I would go with him to his church and check it out, you know? But I didn't know that when I got to his church that I was going to sit there at the church and that I was going to receive that message from Pastor Isaiah at Victory Outreach, and I was going to run up to the front and get saved, and that was going to be the beginning of a total transformation of my life, man. Mm. And that's where it all started. And then about 6 months after I got saved, because I've been rapping since I was 10, 6 months after I got saved, when I got saved, I gave up the music. 6 months later, God just opened that up for me again, you know? He started giving me the words, and it actually had life in it, and it wasn't corny, you know, because all gospel rap I knew before that, almost all of it seemed a little corny to me, you know what I'm saying? Anytime I tried to write it or do anything for God like that, it was kind of, you know, flaky. So, but yeah, man, when he called me, I remember when I was in men's home, when he called me to and gave me the ability to rap again, I started doing it, and I didn't have a name. And people would ask me, what's your name, what's your name? You know, I'm like, well, I ain't got a name yet, you know, gotta give me one. I remember one night, I was rolling over to go to sleep. I had just finished doing my prayers. I shared a room with another brother. So I was in like a clean and sober men's home. And I rolled over to go to sleep, and all I heard was "Chosen by God." Mm. Yeah, and I got up, and I was so excited. I woke up the other day. I said, "Hey, man!" I said, "God gave me a name, you know." And from then on, it was "Chosen by God," abbreviated as CBG, man.
Wow, that's what's up, man. Talk to me about some of the change that has taken place in your life from. You know what I'm saying? Being in the world to convert into a Christian, talk to me about some of that change, man.
I mean, the biggest thing that has changed has to be my perspective. I found that my perspective on life and my perspective on and things, even when we're going through trials and stuff, that perspective makes a big, it makes a huge difference. And so one of the biggest things that I would say changed was my perspective on things. And I found that having the proper perspective and recognizing that that God is doing a work and allowing God to do the work even when it's uncomfortable. I mean, I think that has been one of the biggest things, because I went through so many different trials, even after I first got saved, with this perspective changing, you know what I mean? I wanted things done, or I wanted to accomplish things. I wanted it right then, you know what I mean? I still had that mentality for a while, and it took some time to shed that off and learn some patience, and that was due to a change of perspective.
Yeah.
So I think that's like one of the biggest, that's one of the biggest things outside of thankfulness and gratefulness. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna ask a quick question, man. What was the reaction when you gave your life to Christ? What were those that were around you? What was their reaction to what you did?
Well, you know, not a lot of it wasn't like too immediate. I mean, because people around here where I'm from, you know, they've seen people say that they change, and they've seen people talk about, yeah, God, and they've seen people talk about whatever it is that they're doing that, you know, that's supposedly changing their life, and they think, you know, oh, okay, yeah, you know, or we'll see, you know. They might not say it, but, you know, but that's what they think at first usually is like, well, we'll see, you know what I mean? We'll see if he's really real or if this is really going on, you know. So it, not immediately, but sometime after that, even like to this day, there's folks who I see and I talk to some are surprised, some are shocked, some are really happy and congratulating me on some of the things that God is actually doing, you know what I mean, in my life and some of the ways that God is using me. And, then there's the people that are just inspired by it. People who actually, you know, of course, knew me and seen me in these various situations and on these other pages who are inspired by it and who, you know, and who are seeking to get what I got, you know, the relationship with God. So,
wow.
Basically, that's it in a nutshell.
And that's good stuff, man. We're going to go to your first song right now, right here. And that song is called Let's Go. What's this about, man?
Man, Let's Go covers three different bases, but it's trying to get people riled up and tell them, let's go, we got things to do. You got things to do, I got things to do. And it covers, it actually, I mean, when you check it out, the first verse is basically me talking about what I'm doing, what I what I need to be doing, let's go. The second verse is a call to believers. It's challenging the church. or what people call the church is challenging us to get up and go. We've got things to do. And the last verse is a call to non-believers, letting them know, hey, you have a purpose in life. You have something to do. It's time for you to get on board. Let's go.
Right, so let's hop into it. Let's go, CBG. You know what you're tuned into. This is Yada the King. Yeah.
I'm on the front line, onto the deep, preaching the word. Soldier for Christ, from the hood to the birds. The battle's fierce, it's a war for your soul. Breaking chains and gangs, destroying every stronghold. Overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. Light shine bright, like cars with high beams. Either you're living with a purpose or you're living to die. Time to lay down your life, give my God a try. See, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. All earthly understanding of him, he transcends. His son became a man to die for our sins. Snatching keys from death so we can reign with him. He chose the simple men to confound the wise, the weak, the shame, the mighty, and open blind eyes. On a mission in transition, hope you ready for change. Grab your cross, let's go, it's time to do some things. So grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless life,
let's go.
Get it right,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless life,
let's go.
Get it right,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, let's
so
go.
Many people dying and they never knew the King. So many people putting their faith in dead things. Life hate what it seems in TV and magazines. People's radios blast unaware, they've been deceived. While the children of God go to church once a week. A lot of talking, but ain't living what they speak. Where the true soldiers at, for Christ ready to die. Full of the spirit, seeking truth, destroying lies. No more fifth sitting. Should be taken worldwide. Grab your sword and shield, hit the field, and let's ride. If you're not moving forward, you're in a backslide.
So grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless life,
let's go.
Get it right,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless It's a battle for your soul. Should you die today, tell me where your soul goes. Stop living for the dough, you can't be saved for show. Drop the baggage and let the Christ take your throne. You should choose quickly, this ain't the time to play. I know that change ain't easy, we can show you the way. Forget what others say, on that day you'll stand alone. Everybody gotta do it when they go before the throne. Well done, my faithful child, he'll say, welcome home. Or say, I never knew you, to hell you will be gone. If you come to Christ, all your sins will be gone. So pick up your cross, it's time to move on. So grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless life,
let's go.
Get it right,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, grab your cross,
let's go.
Get up,
let's go.
If you're saved,
let's go.
It's a battle for your soul, repping Christ.
Let's go.
Bless life, let's go. Let's go.
I'm gonna say that EGL means that he's gone out. And that's what the whole thing in the garden was about. The Adams family thought they'd be better than God did. I'ma make this plane, imagine a plane with no pilot in the cockpit. Look out below. But back to Adam and Eve though. See, everything was always good, like a Mark Price free throw. Switch. Then a switch in the mind of men, and that would forever change our environment. See, my mental was detrimental, and I'm talking in first person, cause I had that same Adam nature too. God created us in his image. We We took that baton and ran with it. Came up with our own doctrines and religion. Try to take Christ out, put something else in it, but nothing won't fit though. You know.
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
God, look at how they're twisting your word up. Try to get us to not see it as murder. It was a mask called pro-choice, mad in 1914.
Forbid them not,
that's your voice.
Chance of confusing, all of these different fakes.
Christ died and he rose, what's to debate? I'm on the side of a living and true God. I don't respond to their hoaxes and hoopla. Jesus is the cornerstone, there are no clones. Archaeologists are still trying to find his bones. Silly men, there are no bones to find. Ego tricks for a feeble mind. Me, I'm feeling fine, I'm just letting that word work. I can see so much clearer, the smoke is gone. I done kick cracks in all of their mirrors. You can't boo-boo to fool me, you know.
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Gone.
My ego left it.
Gone. Yet a sinner,
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
On Yada the King Radio. Yeah. Da 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 da. Right there, that's Chances Are, man. And that's a dude that a lot of people probably might not know about, but you need to go to yadatheking.com. Check out his interview. That song was called Rescued by Death. And we have been rescued by the death, and not only the death, but the resurrection of Christ, man. And CBG was talking about how he gave his life to Christ and he gave up hip hop. I want to ask you, man, what brought you back to gospel rap music, man?
It's basically the point that when I was doing music before, you know, I talked about what I was doing and what my life was like. And when I got saved, I gave that up because I've always been known as a person of sincere and true to who I am. So I gave up the rap because I didn't have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the 6 months later when God released me to rap again, part of the releasing me to do it was because I had enough in, you know, I had enough in me. I've been eating and supping with God for so long that I finally got filled up to a point that, hey, you got to get some of this away, you know?
That's good.
And that was a way to get it out there. That's why a lot of my stuff has been heavy in the word, just because that's just the way I get the word out, outside of preaching. But I get a whole message out in a 5-minute song that would take probably 45 minutes to an hour and a half to, you know, for someone to preach. But that's basically how it happened, man.
So you really feel that it's just pretty much modern day preaching, real quick sermons of what people are getting in church, right?
Yeah, a lot of my stuff is like that. I mean, on the stuff that I did for this Lifeline album, I sought out to change it up a little bit, but it still has nice pockets of real good substance in there and food for thought. You know, and word in there.
So let me ask you this, man. What if somebody they might have just heard that first song, but I've heard you for years. How would you describe your style, and how would you describe what you are trying to convey in the message of your music? What's the main thing you're trying to tell people about, man? Is it more testimony? Is it more gospel? What is it that you are speaking on, and let them know that?
I do share a lot of my experience before and in during my walk with Christ, different struggles, different victories and stuff like that. But what I feel is most strong, especially even listening to this Lifeline album, the thing that seems to ring true in almost every song is the gospel. It is the gospel, the gospel, the gospel. Because the scripture talks about the gospel being where the power is at, So that's just been what I'm commissioned to do. I'm not saying everybody else got to do it the way I do it, but that's what I've been commissioned to do, is spread the gospel, and I spread the gospel really as close as I can get to, you know, the scripture. I like to get people as close to the scripture as I can give it to them, you know, without changing things up. So
that's what it is, man. And how when you got started doing Christian rap, do you feel, I know this because I've been rocking with you for a while. Do you feel there has been a shift in, you know, people getting and doing gospel rap just because now it is actually somewhat popular? Do you feel more people are jumping into it because of that and missing the actual intent of, man, we're supposed to spread the gospel with Christian rap? What do you have to say about that?
Man, that kind of stuff is, I basically believe that kind of stuff is kind of to be expected, as popularity and the ability to get out there easier, like with all these tools we have with the media. I mean, with all that stuff, doors that are open and ability to get your stuff out there. I mean, I just consider that to be kind of like a formality. It's just something that of course is going to happen, just like it's happened with, you know, different other groups and nonprofit aid organizations, and even some people who got into ministry because they were looking at, you know, at money. They see the pastor's car, you know,
yeah.
This and that, and they be like, yeah, you know, that's not a bad career either, you know. But if they research a little bit more, they learn that, you know, that it's that a lot of that kind of stuff is fewer and far between, and that that in order to do this either even the pastoral ministry, evangelist ministry, or this music stuff that we're doing, that there's still a cost to be paid, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of work, and there's a lot of time sacrificed to put into it, and there's areas where there's sacrifice take place, and there, you know, there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to do this and make a actual career out of it. So if you just go into it with your heart in the right place, you know, and just do what God's calling you to do. If God's calling you to do this, man, then you'll just be a good soldier and you'll endure. You just complete the task that God's given you to do, and won't take your eyes off and get mixed up by what the rest of the media or the industry is doing, you know?
Yeah, man, I got a good question, man. I was actually watching on Google Plus, somebody had posted a secular, I don't know what you would call him, album reviewer who was gonna was asked a whole bunch of times to review Lecrae's newest album Gravity, and something that he said was that Christian rap doesn't relate to people in the world. Can you explain why it actually does relate to people in the world, and some of the even the testimonies that you have heard as a result of doing your music for God?
Well, to start off with that, I do have to give this one little thing. You know, the scripture talks about the minds of unbelievers being blinded, you know, saying that they're blinded, that they don't see, and there are some that just can't receive. And until God begins to draw, you know, on their hearts, you know what I'm saying, they won't get that breakthrough. The music's not going to do it. This preacher's not going to do it. It's something that actually is a work of God through the Spirit. You know, it begins through God and the Spirit. So as far as the music goes, you know, I mean, it has to begin with a change of heart starting to take place, you know. Person actually taking time to actually sit down and look over their life and even go back to childhood and think, well, what did I want to be when I grew up? What was my hopes? What were my dreams? Where am I at now? And why am I stuck here? Why haven't I accomplished this stuff? And when they start to look at it like that, maybe that would cause them to start asking some of the deeper questions concerning decision-making. Is there a God? I mean, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Can it be real? I mean, because it takes a person actually getting to a point where they actually begin to think about stuff and think about their life, where they're at, where they're going, and stuff like that before some of this stuff can usually really sink in. Usually a person's already searching.
That's good right there, man. So I'm gonna say this. We're gonna go into your next song. They, like he said, they have to be. If somebody's like, I'm not sure how effective Christian rap is, you have to be at a point where you're searching for something. And I believe people are really always searching for things, but they try to, like you said, the enemy tries to suppress them. They try to suppress themselves and all that, man. But let's go to this next song called Victory. Talk to me about what this song is about, and you know, just how you came about writing this.
Oh, man, you know, a lot of the stuff that came about through the song, it all started when I hooked up with this producer who I actually got the beat from, and I'm forgetting his name right now offhand. I have to look at one of my CDs.
Is it but, Genius Boy? Is that the same guy?
No, that's the one. No, that track was produced by another producer that Victory won. But basically what happened is when I hooked up with that producer that I got Victory, the beat and stuff from Victory, the production, this brother that I hooked up with and got it from, I mean, and once I got the beat and started listening to it after I actually paid for the beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And got on it. It was like the words just started coming naturally. You know what I mean? I mean, I had a song called Victory on the Hall of Faith album, but it's totally different from this version of Victory. It's not the same word. It's just totally different. But this song Victory just came about as a declaration. You know what I mean? That, you know, regardless of what's gone on in the past, regardless of what we've been through, regardless of the tough times, regardless of trial and failure, you know, and stuff like that, man, that through God, we have victory. And through God, I have victory, you know, because a lot of these songs minister to me before they minister to anyone else, so.
All right, man, so let's get into this joint Victory by the homie CBG. This is the Out of the King Radio.
Because he died to set us free, saved by grace through faith, so devil ain't no harm in me, or disarming me, a true soldier fighting in the army of the Lord. I got my sword and I'm at my battle station, a new creation on the rise, just like inflation, celebrating life, beyond the pain and strife, grateful to be chosen an ambassador of Christ, with the revelation, ready to spread it through the nation, heaven's my destination, preacher truth my occupation, Christ my conversation, plus my savior and king, I flow in the spirit, cause the spirit flows through me. Never counterfeit, but true to what we spit. Soldier for Christ, speaking life, we've been acquitted. Don't forget it, Christ died to set you free. Christ walking on the devil in victory. My Christ, even if my music is never recognized. Conquer the king who was prophesied. Born of the virgin, lived a sinless life. Healed many, so they saw the signs. So divine, the way my Lord shines. Like David when he healed the giant Philistine. I'm ready to rumble any place, any time. Armored up, prayer that's for show. Speaking truth and light, penetrating the soul. Bringing hope and light to the darkest night. Don't believe the hype, we got faith for the fight. From the hood to the church, the pit to pulpit. See your soul saved, the way's paved, so come and get it. If you once was blind, but now you see. Get your hands up in the sky, shout victory. Your favor. They rejoice in your name all day long and are vindicated by your justice. For you give them splendor and strength, and by your favor, we are victorious. We got victory. I said
what's up?
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSunToTheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That's my sister Blaze right there. She also got that brand new video that just came out for the Do Something. I see the homies Mega Man, Pac-Man in there, and another brother. They going, they mobbing through the city where I think they was in Seattle though. Even though she's from, she lives in Lakewood. She claims Seattle. But hey.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Pastor CBG, man. Just talk to me about what you really want to see your music do as far as impact-wise for your city and any cities that are beyond.
Man, what I seek to do with the music that God gives me is to impact, you know what I mean, in a couple different ways, you know what I mean? I have some songs that go deeper into testimony and get into some background of how God changed all that, the differences between then and now type of stuff. And encouraging people to step up, you know, and share their testimony. And many people hearing the testimony really encourages them, you know, as they're coming to Christ. And then my other goal is to, it's no joke. The music that I make, a lot of it is made to encourage people who are already saved. I mean, I've been looking at the numbers, and I know, you know, and I've been talking to people about the different songs that I do and stuff like that. And the people that it impacts the most are people who are, the majority of people that it impacts the most, people who are already believers, that are growing believers, you know what I'm saying? And it encourages them, it affirms them, to continue, you know, pressing toward the mark, counted all joy, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, because we as Christians, one thing that's not shared as often as maybe it should be, you know, is that coming to Christ, I mean, gives you an inheritance, right? Mm. And most talk about coming to Christ giving you the inheritance of eternal life, but there is an inheritance that, you know, that you receive from the time that you come to Christ. There is an inheritance that you have the right to, and things that you have the right to hear while you're on this earth. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that life's not going to still be life. I mean, even though the word says that God reigns on the just and the unjust, so it's important that that folks know that coming to Christ doesn't just mean that situations and things that have come about from decisions made in the past doesn't mean that stuff's just gonna go away, you know. But we have to press on and press through and continue to grow and drop off stuff, you know, baggage, you know, so that we can receive more of him. We drop off more of ourselves, more of that baggage, continue to die to self. So that's basically what my music is aimed to do, mainly with the believers, is to encourage them to continue pressing forward, continue dropping off the baggage, you know, and not pick it up, and allow God to just continue to do a work in your heart and in your life, you know.
Amen.
So nothing else. That's what I intend to do with the music that God gives me.
Dope. I like that right there. It definitely shows what you're trying to do with your music, man. Just so people are listening, they can hear your heart. CBG, man, we're gonna talk about marriage. And as I was getting ready for the show, that's something that God put in my spirit. And in the Word of God, God compares our marriage relationship with His with our relationship with Him. You know what I'm saying? Or God compares basically our relationship with Him to marriage. And I'm going to ask you this, man. What makes marriage special, bro?
Man, I believe marriage is so much more than even many of us as Christians can really, really lay hold to and comprehend. I mean, just like when the scripture talks about a man and a woman coming together, you know, being married, they're joined, they become one, right?
Yeah.
And even as so as that, that he uses that as an example to parallel the relationship between him and the church. And I believe that that is one of the major purposes of marriage, is to outline and show people. I mean, it's just like God all over. You know, it's just like God all over again, right in front of your face, you know. Mm. And it shows how you leave and you cleave to your mate, you know, and yeah. You become one. I mean, it's no longer just you, you know, it's no longer just her, but it is the two of you as one, having to grow, you know, having to seek God. You know, it's one having to, that's major. But when God talked about us, the church being married to Him, you know what I mean? The church being the bride of Christ, man, that's a major thing. I mean, who could imagine being married to or being in an intimate relationship? Because that's what it makes me think of, the intimacy with God, the closeness. The type of relationship that God intends for His people to have. Mm. And I actually feel, that's the other thing, I actually feel that if more of the body would not only join together as one bride, right, and continue pushing forward in intimate relationship with Christ, I believe that there'd be a lot more breakthroughs and a lot more change taking place in the world, man. Because yeah. I think that's just one of the things that we're missing, is that type of relationship, as one with Christ.
So I'm gonna ask you this real quick: with what you just said, do you feel that is why there is like a huge attack on marriage today? Is it because that the enemy knows that if we can stand together as one, as a body of Christ, even is that? Do you feel like that's why marriages, in a worldly state, are so, like the percentage is bad? It's like almost more people are getting married and divorced now than people that are willing to stay together. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's a design of the enemy?
Of course. I mean, you look through history, or you look in your own personal life. I mean, God declares and decrees a word, right, over your life or over His people. And His people hear the word, receive the word, and are eagerly waiting for that to come to pass, right? And what the enemy seeks to do is he seeks to come in and try to distract. He wants to distract your attention from that word, or he will seek to, if he can't distract or divert your attention from it, he will seek to send a phony. Mm. You know what I mean by that? He'll seek to send a phony. He'll, like, if God says that He's going to bless your music, and that you are going to make more than enough money to take care of your family, that you are going to be blessed with so much overflowing financially that you will be able to complete some major missions that you had in mind for reaching the city and helping feed the poor and help the lost. I mean, then you'll find before God brings that to pass, the enemy will try to jump in with an opportunity that'll look, you know, that'll look like it may be God. And I think with this marriage thing, he's seeking to distract, he's seeking to confuse, seeking to cause confusion, and because he is, to him, these things that God are detestable. I mean, he doesn't like it. I mean, because it shows the very image of the relationship that God wants to have with his people. So his best effort is to try to defile it as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's basically the goal, is for him to defile God's plan and what God says as much as possible, to try to prove God either a lie, or to rob man once again like he did in the garden, or to rob man of life and rob man of what God intends for them.
Wow, that's a whole sermon right there, the counterfeit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I already, man, that's, I'm going to have to write that down. But what I am going to say is, in a marriage, the reason why they don't work is because somebody becomes unfaithful. How do we become unfaithful in a natural relationship? And then let's tie that into even with our godly relationship. Man, can you go ahead and share that with us?
Man, I can say it's, you know, in the environment that we're in the times that we're in, it can be quite easy to be become unfaithful. I mean, with the media and the things that we've been pushed, that have been pushed in front of our face since we were kids, I'm sure. You know, there's a lot of agendas being pushed, you know, in the world. And that agenda is the enemy's agenda, obviously. And so it makes it so much easier. I mean, the way that people become unfaithful, the way it all begins is with self. I mean, that's what I believe, that it all begins with self. When we get so stuck on self and thinking about ourselves that we start to push aside others, their thoughts, their feelings, their needs, and we become only concerned with me, and I, you know. And when that happens, it's not much further down the road before you see, you know, these type of tragedies take place, and splits and divorces and just all kinds of foulness that takes place today. It's very easy for it to happen. And the same way with our walk with God. I mean, so long as we keep focused on Christ and we're pushing hard for Christ, and we're doing as the scripture says, you know, it's, the scripture tells us to esteem others, you know, above ourselves.
Yeah,
it tells us to esteem others above ourselves, and it talks about the greatest of these would be the servant, you know. But so many times it's so easy to get mixed up because the world is backwards from the scripture, and the world says that, you know, that it's about you, you know, and that you have to have this, you know. And it gets so easy once the devil gets you to think about what you can have and what you can do, or what I can have, what I can do, then it makes it so much easier to slide in, you know, and see us fall away or turn our back on God. As a matter of fact, I was reading today in the book of Jeremiah. I read the first four chapters of Jeremiah today. And basically that's what he was talking about. God was talking to Jeremiah and told him, said, look, people are, I mean, they turned their back on me. They totally just deserted me. I mean, he actually used the language. He said, you went out and prostituted yourself, what he basically said. I mean, any way that you could imagine or think of, you went out and done that and served these other gods. You know, and I think that comes from just people just being people and wanting to do their own thing instead of really pressing in faith and trusting God.
That's good, man. So since the devil has a counterfeit, we have something to do. We have a job, and that's to take it back. Take back the remixes, the song that we're going to go into right now. Share with us what this joint is all about.
take back, man. Basically, you know, the place where Take Back comes in on the album is right after Let's Go, I believe. I tell people Let's Go, and then it's time to do the Take Back. Because there's so much ground that the enemy has gobbled up, and so many lives and so many people that man, it's our duty as soldiers to get to a place and a position to line up and come in line with other soldiers and help the body of Christ push forward, man, and reclaim the lives of these young people and even some of these older people, you know, who don't feel like they have any place in their heart for God. And so we got to take back this territory that the devil has claimed as his own.
All right, man, let's go into this joint. Take Back, the remix, featuring Prophet and Servant on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go ahead and hop into this song.
I want nobody in their seat as the saints ride the beat, taking Christ to the street and Satan under our feet. When the saints meet, we putting it down for Christ. All hands up in the sky, if you feel me right. Spirit deal, baptized, redeemed by the King, taking authority over the enemy. In Jesus' name, fast it up, full cup, pouring out anointing to set the captives free. Yeah, boy, we've been appointed. I stay high off the word, ain't no need to crumble, learn. Got the cross on my shoulders every time I hit the curb. I spit the word, teach the word, study word, preach the word, Christ the word. If you ain't heard, receive the word, believe the word. Overcoming the devil like Jesus Christ when he was raised. Giving glory to the King forever, my God, he reigns. It's a God thing, so let it bang like God's game. Uncompromised truth for the youth, we ain't ashamed. We come to get it crunk, we come to lift them up. Raw and uncut, come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal, watching this plan unfold, and taking back every single thing the devil stole. We come to get it crunk, we come to lift them up. Raw and uncut, come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal, watching this plan unfold, and taking back every single thing the devil stole.
I'ma do a thing for the King of the Kings, if you know what I'm saying, man. I gotta maintain, proclaim it, the name of the Lord. With no shame, no blame, no pain, no flame, no games. Okay, homie, you must obey what the Lord say on the day to day. He'll show you the way through the crazy maze. Just seek his face and keep a good place. What you find is amazing grace. Ain't nobody can take his place. That's for sure. Now you know now, dog. Better get it right for you. Hello, God. People better walk it. People better stop it. If you on a high horse, better hop off it. Me and the Lord gonna go toe to toe with the foe. Take a back everything that he stole.
We come to get it crunk. We come to lift him up. Raw and uncut. Come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal. Watching this plan unfold. And taking back every single thing the devil stole. We come to get it crunk. We come to lift them up. Raw and uncut. Come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal. Watching this plan unfold. And taking back every single thing the devil stole.
Coming from the cannon like fire. Where the wick is at. They sipping the coladas like they cool. And they wickedness. When judgment is held in for the sins of Abimelech. Judges 9, he paid the fine. Now tell me what you getting at. It's not Denver, but my salute's a mile high. Sins, loans will get you what you want, but the price is high. When the penalty for enmity with God is die, but his payment was his death. That's why I leave with life. And vegans got beef too. And sin is chunky if you let that beef stew. It will eat you. That's just the way that beast do. Feed you, breed you, force you with evil and leave you. Attack your seed too. But Adam number 2 came, so I add him into view. He fixed my resume, gave me this job like at an interview. When the devil comes to abuse and people misuse, I remove what he used to confuse and stand for the truth.
We come to get it crunk. We come to lift him up. Raw and uncut. Come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal. Watching this plan unfold. And taking back every single thing the devil stole. We come to get it crunk. We come to lift him up. Raw and uncut. Come on and let your praise erupt. Focus on the goal. Watching this plan unfold. And taking back every single thing the devil stole.
I'll go. I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one when I'm done.
I'ma go higher.
If I made it this far, I'll go
higher.
If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
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 Yeah.
Anywhere.
quiet, Chris. I can't become anything that I am. Says that I am already, My plan is to take the gospel anywhere you want me to take it to, so I can become anything anywhere that you take me to. Lord, you just make me new. Did it time and time again. Devoted all my time to Him, and now I write my rhymes for Him. And see them rhymes, they done changed a lot of lives. Set a lot of people free from addiction and suicide. But all the glory is really God's, and everything that you think that I am, and I'm really not. Cause I'm broken, I'm helpless, I'm really nothing without Him. But He resides inside of me, so I'm truly astounding.
I know I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
Get higher, get on my frequent flyer miles as I tell the world how He saved me from all my prior. Simple, disgusting, greed, hatred, and lust, and gave me something to trust and made me everything that I was. And now I'm happy with who I am, and ain't nothing I can't do. I go anywhere, anytime, do anything for you. You could see if I made it this far, then He did His part. I'm a Ducati in the spirit, need a kickstart.
Yeah.
And now I'm gone on a boot, speed ahead on us, want some niggas strong on them. I'ma give my all, everything, and I ain't holding back. Every time I see a problem, I'm like, here's a hope for that. You can take it, I can. You're the one that I am. You're one you have chosen to hold the world in His right hand. Take it from here to Mexico, Australia to Thailand, all the way around the globe, going hard and never letting go. So
I know I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
They didn't know, they didn't know that you're holding the world in the palm of your hand, and my jaw's falling. I'm awesomely so in awe, you man, and I'm doing all that I can. You made me all in the plan, and I take it all to Japan, back to the States where they hate me. I love them all that I can. See that all that I am is yours for the taking, so make me over. I fall and I stand, but I do it all for Jehovah, Lord. I'm a soldier. Put me on the front line. I'm seeking Your face, the mother rapper seeking punchlines. I ain't got no time for that, but I don't pay no mind to that. I can go anywhere, matter of fact, I gotta rhyme for that. I'ma write it down for you. I'ma sing it loud for you. If the word is crumbling, I'ma hold it down for you. I know that my position within the Great Commission is the vision. Get them enlisted in the Christian living. I'ma be the one.
I know. Won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere. I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one.
That joint right there was called Anywhere, and that is by the homie Point Five featuring Choir Chris, man. And that's actually, I think that's one dude named Choir Chris, but he goes hard on the singing, man. I like that joint. Definitely, definitely check that song out, man. Or you just did. We appreciate you for checking it out. We got CBG with us, man. CBG, I've had a great time, man, getting to know what you're doing, your purpose, and all that a little bit more. But right now, man, for the people that don't know about this new album, what's the name of the latest album, and how can they get that album?
Lifeline is the title of the newest album by myself, CBG, chosen by God. Man, you guys can just look me up on Amazon.com, iTunes, man, almost anywhere that that regularly CDs and digital downloads are sold, man, it's available. You just have to look me up at CBG, and then the title, Lifeline, and that should take you right to it.
Wow, okay, so y'all definitely go check that out. What do you got coming up right now, man? What's going on with you after this album? The album just came out. I know you're still touring, but what's some of the other tour spots you're going to be at, and also what you got coming up after that?
Well, right now we're getting ready to do the Kent this weekend. Then we'll be coming back to Tacoma again to the Stone Gate. Then we'll be going out to Bremerton on the 30th. We'll be out in Bremerton coming to Jam Night at Mount Zion. We'll be taking a little smaller lineup, but a great lineup all the same with us out there. I think for that one we're taking Smiley D, myself, SoCom, and CJ thus far. And we might even have Prophet on Point or TDK added to that. So we're getting ready to do that. And I'm, and from there, I'm kind of just flowing with what God has given me. I mean, I know I got an event for, it's a fundraiser, a benefit concert for breast cancer coming up on the 12th of October. I got that going on. And a few other events that we're waiting for some to finalize and make official. But but outside of that, man, I'm going to be, I'm really looking at concentrating on some of this youth attention center ministry and getting busy on my first book, which will be entitled Lifeline, My Strength.
Mm. Dope, man. So it's more than an album. It's a book. And in our area, in the Christian hip hop, that might be one of the first books, man. Are you trying to expand into that? Is it like just something that God's been showing you? And how has that even started? Is there stuff you're writing right now that is going into the book? Has it been a lot of stuff that you just been writing over the past, or what? How are you doing that?
Some of the stuff is are things that I started working on in the past. Some things are going to be taking almost directly word for word out of a diary from back when I was in treatment and going through those type of changes. And then the rest of it's going to be as God continues to give it to me and bring back memories, because this book is going to be about my strength, which is, God, my lifeline, but it's also going to give people a really in-depth look on who CBG is, or who Pastor Corey is, But if people look further than just it being a book about me, they'll see that it's really, really, truly, it's way more than that. That it's really a book about God and God's ability to take the weak. To bring the not the strong and the foolish to confound the wise, basically. Yeah. Because I feel like I've been so foolish, in my life, and I've made such silly mistakes, and I've done so many things wrong, and backwards. That if God can work with and on and in and through a person like me, man, God can do it with anyone. So that's basically where the book is gonna how the book is kind of gonna go down. So we're gonna talk about a lot of my life, but we're also gonna turn it around, and what we're looking for is to really, really give people insight into God and how he relates with his people, and how he can change a life, and also give them some encouragement along with some scripture and some teaching to help them get through those tough times when they really, really need to reach out and get that lifeline.
Amen. I like that, man. So we're going to look forward to hearing about that book. Y'all stay tuned. Any shout outs, any last words that you want to go ahead and spread out here, man?
Oh, man, you already know I got to say what's up to my boys from Lifeline, Young Buddy, TDK, Prophet on Point. Big ups to my homegirl, Sharifa, Edwards, man, that dope and sing. I thank him for coming through and blessing a couple of the tracks on the Lifeline CD. Man, big props to my boy Alvin Mackey, if I even pronounce his name right. Original, man. Brother, we miss you. Yeah. We miss you down here, man. But you do your thing, man, and be blessed, man. And Josh Darnell, too. I gotta say what's up to some of these soldiers who served here around us and have moved. You know, God has taken them somewhere else, man, because they are missed and loved. And big shout out to Yada King Studio and Radio, boy Don Christian, and Servant Man for all the work and the time and the input put into this Lifeline album. It's very, very much appreciated. Oh, and I can't forget my boy Antoine Hayden, the work he's done with me behind the scenes and the video, like that. Yep, Heyday Films, Chosen Boy and Black Crown Ministry and Music Group, and just my Destination Christian Center Tacoma family. And anybody who I didn't mention, man, don't worry. Don't worry. You're probably inside the insert for the album, man. Thank y'all very much for your support and your help.
All right, man. CBG, we appreciate you coming on and chopping it up with us.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing you, and we pray that God will keep you in the ministry that you are doing. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
All right, let's get into this new joint right here. New joint, man. This is one of just my favorite joints. Let me just say that. Pastor 83 and Swoop, The Way You Do It. I'll be right back after this talking about marriage on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah, I got Swoop with me.
Oh, oh, oh.
What up, Swoop?
Tony Stone on the beat.
Don't do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
I was foolish in thinking entitled to do my own thing. I'm never waving my title, I am my own king. And now that I got a title, I need my own ring. South Beach, chasing more titles and screw my own team. A while ago, I was prodigal. Still, my dad was there. King was faithful through the heat, clinging to this cavalier. When I had fell to the bottom, it was hell at the bottom. Thank God he put his belt to my bottom. And I ain't talking about how Joe did Jermaine. So as long as my soul bears your name, I need correction. And if I hate it, then I live my life stupidly. Rock me, roll me, I need your ride to stew with me. Discipline's another way you show us that you love us. So I'm here loving, loving on your love with my brothers. 83 gon' croon over Tony Stone's tune about how we love your school and your throne room is home room.
I was doing what I wanted,
confusing who I needed.
If it was pleasure, I was on it.
Only like I needed it.
Suggestions,
going straight
lawlessness, blocking my perception. Everything I wanted was my mission of pursuit.
Chasing after vanity, scandalizing you.
As I think about it now, I admit that I was crazy.
Think about it now,
I was crazy.
That's when I ran into you. You introduced me to truth, and I couldn't say no.
I couldn't say no.
Show me how my life is wrong. Now I see the light is on. I couldn't say nothing.
My heart is burning.
Now I'm turning away from what my body was yearning.
Oh, I'm so glad I let it go.
Let it
now
go.
I want everyone to know.
I love the way you do it.
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 I love the way you do it. Set me back straight. To living messy, I don't wanna come back way.
Hey,
you found me and I saw you.
Show me how
correct
It's your boy Original, the homie RTL, and we're here to tell you, we can't be moved. For those of you out there going through things, experiencing life as it is, well, I got a little something to tell you. The time has come when anything and everything that can eventually break you, you must answer to. Yeah, come on, let's go.
No matter circumstance, I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
I can't be moved.
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
Been going through things, life is pain. Lots of sufferings, but life remains. Even though I'm sputtering, my life won't change. Fate stops fluttering, so life I pray.
Yep.
Sickness be flustering my life today. With every breath I'm uttering that life's okay. There is no stuttering that life's the way. So heaven's about to usher in the life he gave. Been standing so long, I can see the end. Had to keep it going on as the word recommends.
Yep.
Focus so strong, I kept the same lens. Started singing a song while I shouted amen. What is to manifest is on the horizon. Cause the promise that I'm blessed, he's off the rise. And when it comes to his grace, to me it's mesmerizing. Clearly he can hear me without Verizon.
No matter circumstance,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
I can't be moved.
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
They say to fight the good fight, so my spirit does. It could be at any site that I strap on gloves. Ain't going down tonight, though they wish I was. Got the left and the right, and these 66 guns. Must remain tight as I overcome. Gonna speak the life, cause I can't stay mum. Can't make me deny what he has done. By default, I recognize he's second to none. Easily, I could just lose my mind, but the hope and the answer appears on time. Recently, the diagnosis wasn't fine, but I trust in the gospel of my Adonai. When you go through pain, there's a lot of torment, and it seems like faith is something foreign.
So,
go ahead and awake what's dormant, cause joy truly comes through in the morning.
Late in the midnight hour,
yeah.
God's gonna turn it around. He's gonna work in your favor, just you wait and see. Late in the midnight hour, he's gonna turn it around and around and around and around.
If water sharpens iron, I'm hard, that's evident. Can't no periodic table comprehend godly elements. Forged by the smiths of life with hot flame. That's obvious cause it's life to shake you up like a crack game. Took L's in life, material girlfriends. For staying in J-O-B, we get it all back again. No matter circumstance, I stay in a humble stance. So knees before the hands, reciting the holy chant. Running around like Mary Go. Wanted no more drama in my life, just like Mary Jo. I done had chronic trials and trips, yeah, they been there and done that. Counted on joy, keep pressing like a thumbtack. Faith off the meat rack, full as when a coat rack. The spirit of a warrior inside me, believe that. Name of Elohim, by your faith, all doable. We stains on a white shirt, homie, we immovable.
No matter circumstance,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
I can't be moved.
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
No matter circumstance,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved.
No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
around,
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
Right there, that is Original. The song was featuring RTL. It said, I can't be moved, man. And I just want to say this. Just want to say this, man. Since we are pressed on time for today, I'm just going to challenge you, man. We talked about marriage earlier. What is marriage? How does it relate to our relationship with God? The key comes down to, in my opinion, is faithfulness, man. Are you being faithful? When you are in a marriage, a relationship with your wife or with your husband, you know what I'm saying, it vice versa, whatever. If you are in a marriage, they want faithfulness. The biggest thing God wants is faithfulness. Like CBG was talking about earlier, he said, if we are not being faithful, actually God called it an adulterous relationship. And it wasn't because they were having fornication and sex with other people. It was because they were not true to their God, man. So ask yourself, man, am I being faithful, man? That's my challenge for today. Are you being faithful in the marriage to God and in your spouse, man? Put them first. That's what God wants, man. This is your boy, Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. I'm out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabbat da, Ayada da, Ayada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabbat da, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada
the King Radio. I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity.com.